Welcome and blessed Sabbath to all the dear families coming in. And for those that are listening on the phone, welcome and blessed Sabbath. And for the dear souls that will be listening to this recording on a later date, Sabbath blessing to everyone. So let us begin our children's Sabbath school lesson on this Sabbath, April 12, 2014. This is children's Sabbath school lesson number 71. We are still reading from our lesson book, The Sign of Ages, entitled The Temptation. This is part 2. Before we begin our study, we will have opening song, and it's taken from the Psalms, chapter 19, verse 7 through 10, and also 14. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. For to be desired than gold, yet they must find gold. Sweeter also than a honey and a honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoice in the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlighten the eye. More to be desired than gold, yet they must find gold. Sweeter also than a honey and a honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, and righteous altogether. More to be desired than gold, just they must find gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. More to be desired than gold, yes, they must find gold. Sweeter also than a honey and a honeycomb, and a honeycomb. Amen. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, mommies or daddies, Bobula.
Father, I think if you want us to have this blessed day, to be able to wake us up this morning, to have companion to help us understand life from love and be careful of what we see or what we do. Let us be able to learn from this Bible lesson that we may be able to be know what is true and what isn't and what we must do to be saved. And keep us safe and show mercy to everything we see. This is my prayer, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So before we begin our study, we would like to have an opening scripture, and it's taken from Isaiah 52, verse 14, from the King James Version, and it reads, as many were as turned at thee, His vestige was somber more than any man, and his form more than the sons of man. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part two in our lesson entitled The Temptation of Our Study Book. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses.
Ezekiel 14:13. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of. Matthew 4:5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. Matthew 4:6. And said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Matthew 4:7. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Matthew 4:8. And again the devil take him up into an exceeding high mountain, and show him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. Amen.
Matthew 4:9. And saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Matthew 4:10. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Amen.
Amen. There is a small correction in the list of all the scripture. There was a typo or a mistake that was done. It was read Ezekiel 14:13 when it's supposed to be Isaiah 14:13. And it's, For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. The correction will be made and will be resent to all the dear ones. So we just want to be able to make sure that that correction was made. Let us continue in our book, Desire of Ages, chapter 12, and we will be covering pages 116 through 118. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 116. Satan saw that he must either conquer or be conquered. The issues of the conflict involved too much to be entrusted to his confederate angels. He must personally conduct the warfare. All the energies of apostasy were rallied against the Son of God. Christ was made the mark of every weapon of hell.
Desire of Ages, page 116. Many look on this conflict between Christ and Satan as having no special bearing on their own life. For them, it has little interest. But within the domain of every human heart, its controversy is repeated. Never does one leave the ranks of evil for the service of God without encountering the assaults of Satan. The enticements which Christ resisted were those that we find it so difficult to withstand.
Desire Ages, page 116. They were urged upon him as much greater degree as his character is superior to ours. With the terrible weight of the sin of the world upon him, Christ withstood the rest upon appetite and upon love of the world, and upon the love of this, upon that love that displayed which led to presumption. These were the temptation that overcame Adam and Eve, and that so readily overcome us. Amen.
Great job, boys and girls. Question. How do many look upon the conflict between Christ and Satan to be, and what is the evidence of this conflict within the domain of every human heart? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is, as having no special bearing on their own life, and for them, it has little interest, and this controversy is repeated. Never does one leave the rank of evil for the service of God without encountering the assaults of Satan.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn a scripture song together, dear ones. It's taken from Joshua 1:9 from the King James Version. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the scripture song and share it in the room, blah, blah, blah.
As the Lord commanded thee, be strong and have a good courage. Be strong, and have a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Be strong, and of a good courage. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Wheresoever thy goest, be strong, and have a good courage. Joshua 1:9.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 117. Satan had pointed to Adam's sin as proof that God's law was unjust and could not be obeyed. In our humanity, Christ was to redeem Adam's failure. But when Adam was assailed by the tempter, none of the effects of sin were upon him. He stood in the strength of the perfect manhood, possessing the full vigor, of mind and body. He was surrounded with the glories of Eden and was in daily communion with heavenly beings.
Desire of Ages, page 117. It was not thus with Jesus when he entered the waters to cope with Satan. For 4,000 years, the race had been decreasing in physical strength, in mental power, and in moral worth, and Christ took upon him the infirmities of degenerate humanity. Only thus could he rescue man from the lowest depths of his degradation.
Desire of Ages, page 117. Many claim that it was impossible for Christ to be overcome by temptation. Then he could not have been placed in Adam's position. He could not have gained the victory that Adam failed to gain. If we have in any sense a more trying conflict than had Christ, then he would not be able to secure us. But our Savior took humanity with all its liabilities. He took the nature of man with the possibility of yielding to temptation. We have nothing to bear which he has not endured.
Amen. Praise the Lord, dear little ones, mommies and daddies. What a wonderful thing that the Lord had made a body, that he may be able to partake of all the things that we go through, but yet he made a way for us to be able to resist as he had resisted through divine help from his Father. As Christ gave us an example, we need to be able to cry out to our Savior as he mediated in heaven, that he could give us the strength as well to overcome all things. Question, boys and girls, what had Satan pointed to as proof that God's law was unjust? And what other lie did he say about the law of God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is to Adam's sin and that it could not be obeyed.
Desire of Ages, page 117. With Christ, as with the holy pair in Eden, appetite was the ground of the first great temptation. Just where the ruin began, the work of our redemption must begin. As by the indulgence of appetite, Adam fell, so by the denial of appetite, Christ must overcome. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
Desire of Ages, page 117. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. desire for this is page 117, paragraph 3. From the time of Adam to that of Christ, self-indulgence has increased the power of the appetites and passions until they are almost unlimited control. Thus men had become debased and diseased.
Desire of Ages, page 117. In man's behalf, Christ conquered by enduring the severest test. For our sake, he exercised a self-control stronger than hunger or death. And in this first victory were involved other issues that enter into all our conflicts with the powers of darkness. When Jesus entered the wilderness, he was shut in by the Father's glory, absorbed in communion with God. He was lifted above human weakness.
Amen. Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What was the ground of the first great temptation with Christ and our first parents? And what had increased the power of appetite and passions from the time of Adam to that of Christ? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is appetite. And self-indulgence have increased until they are almost unlimited control. Thus, men have become debased and diseased. And of themselves, it was impossible for them to overcome.
So let us learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, taken from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to 23, from the King James Version. If any one of the dear family would like to share this beautiful scripture song with us.
My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continuously upon thy heart, and tie them upon thy neck. When thy goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, it shall walk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproof of instructions are the way of life. Proverbs 6:20-23.
Amen.
Amen. So this scripture shows that the devil had lied when he did say that we could not keep the commandments. This is a commandment that we will be able to show the love and the obedience that we have of our Creator and also the Godhead. Remember, dear ones, keep the commandments, for that shows the love that you have for God. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 118. But the glory departed, and he was left to battle with temptation. It was pressing upon him every moment. His human nature shrank from the conflict that awaited him. For 40 days he fasted and prayed. Weak, emaciated from hunger, worn and haggard with mental agony, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Isaiah 52, verse 14. Now was Satan's opportunity. Now he supposed that he could overcome Christ.
Desire of Ages, page 118. There came to the Savior, as if in answer to his prayers, one in the guise of an angel from heaven. He claimed to have a commission from God to declare that Christ's fast was at an end, as God sent an angel to stay the hand of Abraham from offering Isaac. So satisfied with Christ's willingness to enter the blood-stained path, the Father has sent an angel to deliver him. This was the message brought to Jesus.
Desire of Ages, page 118. The Savior was faint from hunger. He was craving for food when Satan came suddenly upon him, pointing to the stones which strewed the desert and which had the appearance of loaves. The tempter said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread."
Good job, boys and girls. Question, what happened when Jesus entered the wilderness? and what occurred after the Father's glory departed? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
He was shut in by the Father's glory, absorbed in communion with God. He was lifted above human weakness. And the glory departed, and he was left to battle with temptation. It was pressing upon him every moment. His human nature shrank from the conflict that awaited him. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn the last song, one more beautiful scripture song, dear ones. And this is taken from Isaiah 61-3 from the King James Version.
Arise, shine, God Almighty, come and the glory of the Lord is within us from thee. Arise, shine, God Almighty, come and the glory of the Lord is within us from thee.
The Lord, we have just come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. So next week, we will continue with part 3 of our study in our lesson book entitled, The Temptation. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddies, that would like to have closing in prayer, may you all need as possible as we go before the Lord. Dear righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before thee, Lord, to give you thanks and praises, Father Jesus, we ask that you may be able to not only be here, to be able to partake of the Sabbath with all our dear families, here in the room, on the phone, and around the world. Dear Savior, we ask for your blessing this day, that you may give us our provision, that we may be able to be enriched, that we may use it in the rest of the week as well. Father, we would like to bring before you our dear brother, Joel Nahate, that you put your healing hands upon him, Father Jesus, that you may be able to make him whole, that he can continue in the work that he is called to do, Father Jesus, in the outreach. Please bless each and every little one in this room, Father Jesus. May you give the parents the help and the strength and the wisdom that they need to be able to rise this inheritance at such a time as this, Father Jesus. I pray that all the children and all the grown-ups have learned a beautiful lesson in this study, how the Savior had went through all that we go through, but yet he held on to the divine help of his Father. Help us, dear Lord, that we may take the same example, that as we overcome with temptation, to run towards the Savior and ask for help, that he may be able to impart the ability to overcome all things. And if we do fall, Father Jesus, praise God that we have you mediating for us in the most holy place, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and come to repentance and renew our covenant once more with thee. Father, forgive us for all our sins and our iniquity and our shortcoming. Forgive us for unchristlike spirit. May you continue helping us in this narrow path. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, dear ones, we will continue our study in chapter 12, the temptation part 3, and that Sabbath will be held on April 19, 2014. For all the dear ones that are on the phone, we appreciate you being with us and hope you were blessed. And for those that will be listening to this recording on a later date, we hope and pray that you have a blessed Sabbath as well. We have prepared children's Sabbath school activities for the dear ones that they may continue enjoying this blessed Sabbath day. We hope and pray that they will be blessed as well and carry on in their study and a knowledge of their Savior. May you all have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. God bless.